Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
We don't need no education. Well, apparently, yeah, no,
apparently
you do.
Apparently not with that double negative. Way to go for the English language.
And Chad P.
Music is the direct violation of my personal privacy. He's breaking the law.
Class is in.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns. I am a professor right here on the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University in the Communication Department. Sitting next to me, Chad P. Am I supposed to let you say that?
It doesn't matter.
I never get it right. I just never get it right. You buy a lot of music, don't you?
Yes.
You do. So you assist these artists in gaining the level of gold.
Yeah.
Gaining the level of platinum.
Gaining diamond.
Multi-diamond. So you actually know what these things are.
I got a pretty good idea of how it works.
Gold record, anything. Have you ever gotten a gold record here at the radio station? Do you have any? Have you gotten platinum records?
No.
I did.
Did you now?
I have a platinum record.
By who?
Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole when they put out Unforgettable.
Oh, cool.
I have it. It's up in my office. It's not really platinum. It's like silver plastic. Yeah.
That would get a little expensive if you had to do all of them in platinum.
Nobody kick down the door, get it, melt it down, and make a grill. So nobody do that. But I'm just sitting in my office one day, and the secretary calls and says, the head of EMI Records is out here to see you. Oh, really? Is the Easter Bunny with him? And really, there he was. Gave one to me, the station, and the music director. How do these people get these gold records? How do they get these platinum records? How do they get these awards? Where did this award come from? Mm. How about we take an hour and explain all of that.
Very nice.
That's what we're going to do.
I'm thinking it's got something to do with sales, right?
The whole thing has to do with sales.
Okay.
Here's the rundown from the RIAA. And by the way, the Record Industry Association of America. Mm-hmm. They are the people that do it all.
Okay.
They are the ones that make the decision as to whether you make all of these different levels. Here are albums.
Okay.
Well, they're called albums. You kids and your rock and roll. It used to be records. Now, obviously, CDs. If you make 500,000 units, and by the way, the count is made on shipments.
Okay.
Not on orders. Shipments. Actual money in pocket. See, orders can be sent back.
Orders can be canceled.
Orders can be canceled. So shipments. 500,000 units, gold.
Okay.
1,000,000 units, platinum.
Okay.
Anything over 1,000,000 to 10,000,000, multi-platinum.
Okay.
Anything over 10 million, diamond.
Okay, cool.
So I got to come up with a playlist of music. So what I did, I have it right here. Chad sees it. It's this massive list here.
Yep.
I have every single album that has been listed as diamond.
Oh,
there aren't
cool.
very many. Now, you can see them all here.
All on one page.
Kind of holding it. What is the highest selling album worldwide?
Worldwide?
Worldwide. What is the highest selling album worldwide? Now, most people will immediately go, hee hee.
Oh, Michael Jackson?
No.
No. I'm going to say.
Most people would say Michael Jackson. He's only sold 27 million.
Okay.
That's the second highest album. Can you do it?
Beatles.
Close.
Who is it?
Eagles.
Oh,
their
okay.
greatest hits. 1971, 1975. 29 million. So when you hear the music today, know that every song is from a diamond-selling album.
Cool.
Look at your record collection. 29 million? $100 says you have this one sitting in there somewhere, because I'm already gone on Rock School.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Playing nothing but music from diamond-selling albums. Albums that have sold 10 million copies.
Or more.
That is from the number one selling album worldwide, 29 million.
So
almost triple diamond.
So 29
yes.
confirmed
shipping sales.
Orders.
Confirmed sales. That's not orders. That's sales. They actually take it through retail and what they call ancillary markets. And the thing about it is, it's not reporting. They now have, I think it's called SoundScan, the ability when that album, that CD, goes across that little red dot thing and
boop.
Goes beep. Yeah. Boop. When it goes, it's a sale.
Wow.
They know it. So when the RIAA states it's a sale, it's a sale.
Wow.
It's not just, it used to be record companies reporting sales.
It's a sale. 29
right.
million receipts.
Receipts. People actually having purchased.
Good. Yeah.
Goodness.
And you said, so 29 million, it's close to being triple diamond.
Right. And
obviously.
And that's just the album.
Triple diamond would be 30 million.
That's right.
Double diamond would be 20 million.
That's right.
Same thing with multi-platinum. Double platinum is.
Now, they don't make that distinction. You asked me whether there was double platinum, triple platinum, quadruple platinum.
Well, I've heard that. I've heard somebody say, like, yes. And that album went triple platinum.
See, the RIAA doesn't make that distinction.
Okay.
They only have four levels.
Okay.
Between 2 million and 9 million, mm-hmm. they simply say multi-platinum.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Then what you have is then diamond. But the thing about it is you can have a lot more than this. Like, look, Led Zeppelin
right.
4, Sozo, has 23 million. Mm-hmm. Then down here, Led Zeppelin 3... It's called Led Zeppelin, but Led Zeppelin
right.
3 has 12 million.
So it actually has to pertain to the actual album.
That's right.
Not the artist.
And on top of that, if it's a double album,
mm-hmm.
you get it counted twice.
Oh,
for
nice.
Example, Shania Twain's Up
yeah.
is a double album.
Mm-hmm.
Pink Floyd's The Wall,
yeah.
which is 23 million,
mm-hmm.
but they count it twice.
Oh.
So it only have a 23 is what? 11.5.
Yeah.
You only had to sell 11.5 to get to the 23 million.
I got you.
So they counted each one of them twice. And you asked who are the biggest sellers, gold and platinum albums.
Mm-hmm.
According again to the RIAA here, AC/DC
mm-hmm.
is the number one multi-platinum group. They have 19 gold, 19 platinum, and 11 multi-platinums.
Okay.
Followed by Aerosmith,
uh-huh.
Alabama, The Beach Boys,
mm-hmm.
The Beatles.
Oh, well, these are just in
the
alphabetical
Bee Gees.
Order. Because I see the Beatles have way bigger numbers than AC/DC.
Oh, yeah, they go on. Beatles are way up there.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Diamond.
Diamond.
Look at Neil Diamond.
Good Lord.
40 gold albums. 20 platinum, 11 multi-platinum on here.
Wow.
Bob Dylan, 36 gold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a ton of the stuff out here. Beatles are way, way up top. So a lot of these groups have them on there. Do you listen to any Spanish music?
I see.
According...
What?
I wish I knew what that meant.
So-so.
If you listen to Spanish music,
uh-huh.
if the music contains over 50% Spanish content,
yeah.
the RIAA gives out... Spanish awards.
Oh.
100,000 units is an oro album.
Okay.
200,000 units is a platino album.
Mm-hmm.
400,000 units is a multi-platino album, and they do not have a diamond equal in the Spanish run.
Well, all right.
Chad chose the second one.
I sure did.
There are only 15 albums that have made the 12 million mark.
Okay.
One of them is Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet.
I love that.
Chad, you give love a bad name on Rock School.
Shot through the heart and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
How did I know that was coming?
No, he's come a long way since the purple leather pants, hasn't he? Remember that in the front of the first album? He had the purple leather pants on, the runaway hit single? Yeah, Richie Sambora. Man, the kid can play. He can really play.
Yeah, he can.
The name of the album, Slippery When Wet, do you know where that came from? The band, when they were recording, their manager kept having to go into a strip club and get them out of the strip club. Come on, guys. Record. We need to come up with the name of the album. And one of the things that kept happening in the strip club is they kept throwing buckets of water at the women.
Yeah.
So they went with the name Slippery When Wet. Okay. I'd love to tell you I'm making that up, but that's completely true.
That sounds about like a rock and roll story.
The concept of gold and platinum and multi-platinum, the award is not automatic. It's not that you just, boom, get the award. It's not like these things with your credit card where you just meet the level and, boom, there the reward comes to you. If you wish to get a gold, platinum, or multi-platinum, you, the record dealer, must contact the RIAA and say, we wish to get a gold album, and then have it audited. You
really?
Then take the audit to the RIAA, and they then say, yes, we agree, or no, we don't agree, and then give or not give the award. Who got the first one?
Who did?
Who got the very first one? Back from 1941, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. They recorded a song called Chattanooga Choo Choo for the movie Sun Valley. It sold 1 million copies in 3 months, which at that time was mind-boggling. The company that put out the record was RCA Victor, and they wanted to give Glenn Miller some kind of special gift for the success. So what they did was took one of the masters.
Okay.
See, when you make a record, you don't simply cut every individual record. You make a series of masters and then make the multiple records off of those masters.
Right.
So what they did was take one of the masters and they sprayed it with gold lacquer.
Oh.
Ta-da! The first very gold record. The first RIAA actual gold record event was for Perry Como's single, Catch a Rising Star. The first gold album was given to the soundtrack to Oklahoma. The problem was, and this is where this concept of you have to be audited and what have you, was given to Oklahoma, but there was a fight. Because the award wasn't based on sales.
What was it based on?
Orders.
No, you can't do that.
And people said, no, 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 no. See, you didn't let them get to the level with sales. Well, you gave it beforehand.
We can put in a bajillion orders and
that's
then turn right back around and say, nah, never mind.
That's right.
I got the award. I don't really need the album now.
So Oklahoma may have been given the award before, and there's a fight with whether it really is or isn't. So, yeah, that's why they changed it around and made it on sales alone.
Okay.
There are only two albums that have reached the 23 million sales mark.
Okay.
The Wall by Pink Floyd.
Good album.
And Led Zeppelin's Sozo.
Another one.
Rock and Roll on Rock School.
I love this part.
Hey. This is Rock School as we talk about the RIAA and the awarding of gold, platinum, multi-platinum, and diamond. We're only playing music that has reached diamond status at least 10 million in sales.
That's right. Led Zeppelin right there, 23 million. Now, you mentioned the other group that achieved the 23 million stat.
Floyd, The Wall.
Oh, yeah. Please tell me you brought some Floyd.
Yeah, I bought.
You
I
did?
Brought, yeah, I brought another brick in the wall.
Can we play Pink Floyd?
Yeah, sure. It's cut number two. Cue it up. We take a break. 1 minute. Back on Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about where the RIAA gets the concept of doing gold, platinum, multi-platinum, and diamond albums.
Question.
I see someone's hand is up
hand.
Standing
Ooh,
next to me.
Me.
That would be the young man in the back. Mr. Pierce, yes.
Okay, you said earlier that the artist actually has to contact the RIAA.
Either that or the record company, yeah.
I was wondering, like, how does that process work? Do they just they have someone that calls up, hey, Bill at the RIAA? It's
Bill. It's Bill. Bill's not in. I'm Chuck. I'm okay. Taking care of it.
All right, Chuck. Yeah, we've got this album over here for Pink Floyd.
My assumption is, and it is only my assumption, is that you actually go to the RIAA with the accounting of it.
Okay.
The RIAA doesn't do it. You actually go to them and you say, here is the accounting, and then they check your stats.
Okay.
That's what I assume
happens.
We
want to apply for the gold record, and here's our paperwork to prove it.
There you go.
Okay, cool.
First 10 rock and roll records to win gold discs. These are the first rock and roll records to do it. Number 10, Hey, Hey, Paula, I Wanna Marry You. Number 9, Modern Sounds and Country, Ray Charles.
Okay.
Number 8, I Can't Stop Loving You, Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Can't Help Falling in Love, Elvis Presley. Number 6, Blue Hawaii, Elvis Presley, get ready for a lot more. Number 5, Golden Hits, The Platters. Number 4, Elvis. Number 3, Elvis. Number 2, Pat Boone's Greatest Hits.
Pat Boone?
Honest to goodness, right there it is.
Oh, my
Number
word.
1, Elvis Presley, Hard-Headed Woman. But by request, by Mr. Chad.
That's right.
We don't need no education. Well, apparently, yeah, no,
apparently
you do.
Apparently not with that double negative. Way to go for the English language.
23 million in sales. It's Diamond, Pink Floyd on Rock School. Stand still, Letty. You don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding. 23 million in sales, The Wall by Pink Floyd. By the way,
yes,
I'm putting together a series of shows. They're ideas right now, but rock operas and such. What I'm thinking about doing is Tommy Quadrophenia and The Wall, and I'm thinking about doing them all right in a row. A lot of people know Tommy.
Yeah.
Do you know the story of Tommy? And I'm thinking about telling the story of Tommy and playing nothing but music from Tommy.
Okay.
Same thing Quadrophenia, same thing The Wall.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people know music from The Wall. Do you know the story of The Wall?
Yeah, I mean,
and telling the whole story.
We're going to do those topics because one day we're going to run out.
No, we're not. You can't. Don't put that in my head.
That's not what you said last week.
There
oh,
are
my
only,
God, we're going to run out.
I hope not. There are only 7 albums that have reached the 14 million mark.
Yep.
One of them is Journey's Greatest Hits, and that will be the album we do the stump on. But first, a touch of business with you here at the bottom of the hour on Rock School. I'm Joe Burns. That's
Chad P.
And
you mean
he
that's?
That, well, you're sitting over there.
He's
the guy with the buttons.
The
go
it
see us.
Over here.
You want to see what it looks like? It's it's on the website. And, oh, obscene finger gestures from such a pristine young man. Welcome to the radio. Go to kslu.org and you'll find the Rock School chalkboard on the right. Click on that puppy and you'll see pictures of that over there. And also
me
here. And we're beautiful people.
You
can also write us an email right there from the website, and you'll also get a chance to write us straight away from your email client, be it whatever. Eudora.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. And I'm going to slip in one small plug here. Today would be a really good day to read The Advocate.
That's right, because there might be a lovely article with pictures everything.
Could be.
We don't know if we're on the front page yet, but that's what we were pitching.
We sure did.
Oh man, I'll tell you what: candies, flowers, the whole schmeal. Absolutely.
Only if you're in Louisiana.
Can
you look at us in The Advocate? Not if you're listening to us on our wonderful affiliate WESU 88.1 FM in Middletown, Connecticut.
Time for the stump.
Yes, right.
Journey, 14 million in sales. Journey's Greatest Hits. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it.
Yep.
Any way you want it. Oh, pure poetry. Shoot.
If you think of this song, what's the first thing, one of the first things you think of?
Always Rodney Dangerfield inside of Caddyshack.
Exactly. So when I saw that
Let's dance.
When I saw this song was on the playlist automatically, and I'm a big Caddyshack buff, I can name large quantities of the movie.
Okay.
That would have been too easy to say, what movie is the song featured in?
Caddyshack.
So we'll go with that. We know it's in Caddyshack with Rodney Dangerfield and Ted Knight, who played Judge Smales. So
you'll
Rodney
get nothing and like it.
Rodney Dangerfield rips up the Velcro and turns on the radio, and they start dancing. And Judge Smales tries to hit his shot, and he turns around and yells, "Cut that off!" Looks at his caddy and he says, "Music is a direct violation of my blank. He's breaking the law." What was it? What was Rodney Dangerfield's character, Al Chervik, violating?
God, this is sad. You know all these characters.
I love it. It's a two
direct violation of his something rights.
It's two words.
Yes,
they both start with the same letter. Come on, dude, you got this. Come on, you got this. I'll give you the letter.
Give me the letter.
The letter P. A two-part P word. Come on, dude.
Oh, I couldn't do it.
Come on, dog.
It has to do with hearing.
Yes, pretty much. Come on, man. Music is the direct violation of my personal privacy. He's breaking the law.
Is that the answer? Personal privacy?
Personal privacy.
I couldn't have done it.
And then the caddy looks at him and says, "I've always been fascinated with the law." What areas? Oh, all areas. Personal privacy, noise ordinances.
Oh, I couldn't do it. I absolutely couldn't have done it. So I have missed the stump, but...
So what? So what if you missed the stump?
So what? So let's dance. Go any way you want it, Journey. No, stop. Don't do any more from Caddyshack.
I'm
I know it's killing
it.
You.
I'm fighting
I know.
The urge.
The RIAA also, as we have tipped off beforehand, not only gives gold, platinum, multi-platinum, what have you. They don't give diamond, but they do give gold, platinum, and multi-platinum for singles. And they do give them for all of that. 25,000 for singles gives you gold, 50,000 gives you platinum, and 100,000 gives you multi-platinum. By the way, those are the same numbers for music videos. Here's the downside of that.
What?
The number one selling single of all time is Candle in the Wind by Elton John.
Oh, the song he played when Princess Di.
Well, it was
passed.
Rewritten,
okay.
And they called that Goodbye English Rose.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
White Christmas is number two.
Okay.
The problem is White Christmas with, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, well over 50 million in sales.
Oh, wow.
Will never receive a gold record.
Why not?
Or a platinum record.
Why?
Because it was released before 1958.
So?
1958 is when the RIAA began giving out these awards. And anything before 1958
is just automatically DQ'd.
Is not counted, right.
It's
automatically disqualified.
That's a bunch of spumoni.
Here is some more that will never receive gold records, you ready?
Yeah,
Rudolph
yeah.
the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Come on, man.
Silent Night. The Prisoner's Song. Have you ever heard of The Prisoner's Song?
No.
My guess is if I heard it, I'd know it. The Mills Brothers Paper Doll. The Tennessee Waltz. My Blue Heaven. Dardanella. You ever heard of Dardanella?
No.
5 million in sales. So all of those will never receive gold. All of them have had 5 million in sales.
Couldn't they just, like, when the RIAA began, just kind of, like, reset them all to zero?
You would think. But no, White Christmas will never receive.
Come on, man. Bing needs his props.
In case you were wondering, number three top-selling singles of all time, Rock Around the Clock.
Yeah.
Number four, I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Number five, Hey Jude by the Beatles. Tied also at number five, It's Now Now or Never, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. Next, Hound Dog, Elvis Presley. Diana, Paul Anka, Then, I'm a Believer by the Monkees, and rounding out the top 10, Everything I Do It For You, Brian Adams.
Hey, dude, I bought that on cassette, okay?
I had it, too. At the 10 million mark is where you first receive Diamond, and there are, as you can see, about 45 or 50 albums that are at the 10 million mark. Here's one for you.
What's that?
Best of the Doobies. Woo! Long Train Running on Rock School.
I love that
too. One of the original house bands for the Hell's Angels.
Are you serious?
Can you imagine how many times they had to play Born to be Wild? Doobie Brothers. A drug reference, perhaps, ladies and gentlemen?
Maybe not.
Gave you the first gold singles.
Yes.
And they were all 1950s rock and rollers, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
When we come back after the break, I'm going to give you the first 10 platinum singles.
Now we're getting up there.
You might actually be able to pick out what era they're from.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty easy.
Okay.
We'll be back. And the song we will play after we give you the platinums is from the 21 million mark.
Woo.
Only two albums have gotten that high, and we'll play one of those. We're back in 1 minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about gold, platinum, multi-platinum, the RIAA, and how we can get yet more awards out to these people who make music. Now, I talked about the gold singles and what the levels were you had to get at.
Yep.
I'm now going to talk about platinum singles.
Okay.
But the rules have changed. The actual levels that had to be met. I talked about them giving out the first ones back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Platinum singles were not given out until 1965.
Okay.
And you had to have sales of 2 million units.
Oh, wow.
To merit the award, making it, without a doubt, the rarest of all gold and platinum awards that the RIAA confers. And the reason it's so rare is not that you had to hit 2 million units. It's because a single never really is expected to be such a monster.
Right, right.
Because at this point in time, 65, albums were being put out.
Mm-hmm.
You see, back in the 50s, singles ruled the roost.
Right.
Now the reason singles were even being put out was to sell albums.
Correct, yeah, to give you a sample of what you can get on the album.
You got it. Now go buy the big one.
Yeah.
That's the point. So if you won one of these awards, not only did you sell a lot of singles, 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you had a monster hit. See if you can pick out what era we're in here.
Okay.
I'm going to go from the bottom up. Number 10, We Are the Champions by Queen.
Love that song.
Number 9, Emotion by Samantha Sang.
Okay.
Number 8, Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees.
What?
Number 7, Boogie Nights by Heatwave.
Wait a minute.
Number 6, You Light Up My Life, Debbie Boone. Number 5, Car Wash, Rose Royce. Number 4, Disco Duck by Rick Dees.
Okay.
Number 3, Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry. Number 2, Kiss and Say Goodbye by the Manhattans, which is actually a pretty good tune, I gotta be honest with you. And finally, number 1, Disco Lady by Johnny Taylor. That was the first one given the award in 1976.
Wow.
I think we might be somewhere near disco.
Well, it could be the swinging 70s.
Could be the swinging 70s. In fact, every one of them, I'm looking at the span here, 76 to 78.
Yep.
That's really where the actual run of it goes. And it's really during the disco era.
Mm-hmm.
Most people were buying the singles, and I'm sure they were not only the little 45s, but even during that time, you were able to buy singles at full size.
Mm-hmm.
You had a full single on that size. They were doing dances with them. 21 million. Only two albums have reached that level. One of them is Double Live by Garth Brooks.
Okay.
I love Garth Brooks.
I do too.
That's one of my little secrets. I really like Garth Brooks.
That doesn't have to be a secret,
with
man.
With all the windows up driving in my truck, I listen to him. Yeah. The second one, Greatest Hits, Volume 1 and 2.
From?
Billy Joel.
Hey.
And love it. Moving out. This is Anthony's song on Rock School.
Oh,
Anthony song, Moving Out, from Greatest Hits 1 and 2, 21 million. And that's a double album set, by the way. So cut 21 million in half, you get 10 and a half. So really, he only had to sell 10.5 million to achieve 21. And that's, again, the rules of the RIAA. I didn't make them up.
We're sitting here spouting out these numbers like it's some kind of easy task, but do you realize 21 million sales?
That's insane.
That's a lot.
It is. It's absolutely insane. And it's over many years.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember that the album that has been on the album chart the longest is Dark Side of the Moon. And Dark Side of the Moon is still all the way down at only 13 million.
Wow.
So these albums that are up at 20 million, there's only one album at 20 million. That's Come On Over, Shania Twain. Mm-hmm. 19 million, The Beatles, that's the White Album.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors, Fleetwood Mac. 17 million, Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving you a couple off the top of the thing here. 16 million, Physical Graffiti, Elton John's Greatest Hits. 15 million, Appetite for Destruction.
Now let me ask
like
you
that.
A quick question. Is it possible, and I'm sure that it is, let's say you come out with an album back in 85,
yeah.
Okay, and it did very well,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden you launch a comeback tour, and you've got a brand new album, and it's doing well. Some people may sit there and go, yeah, I remember that stuff that he did in 85.
And you know, it sells again?
That 85 album could possibly have a little spike.
Sure, that happens all the time. What you do is, as your record company, what your record company would do is simply... Again, go to the RIAA. Hey, look, you know, this album back in 85 is selling again.
Mm-hmm.
We think it's achieved gold status now.
Okay.
And resell the silly thing. And yes, now it's achieved gold status.
Rock on. And on
the thing goes.
Cool.
This one is from your friend and mine, Chad. He wanted this one. There are only six albums at the 13 million mark.
Okay.
Steve Miller Band happens to have one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, greatest hits. There's a lot of greatest hits on here.
Oh, yeah.
So when you package, you wondered, why are there so many greatest hits albums? Why can't these people just put out new music? They sell.
The greatest hits sell.
Steve Miller, Rock School. Steve Miller Band, a big old jet airliner, yeah, from the Greatest Hits LP. We're done. We got to get lost. Hey, by the way, are there gold and platinum for other countries?
I'm sure they are.
You bet. Sweden, 20,000, 40,000 gold platinum. Hungary, 7,500, 15,000 gold platinum. Switzerland, 15,000, 30,000.
You only got to have 7,500 in Hungary?
Not a lot of people live in Hungary, apparently,
or
buy a lot of music. So
where
are
you going,
go.
Chad? I'm going to make it big in Hungary.
That's right. So when you get there, call me over. I'll play guitar for you.
All right.
That's
going to
wrap it up. The RIAA, once again, highest selling album of all time. When somebody looks at you and goes, well, it's Michael Jackson's Thriller.
No, it's
not. Eagles, Greatest Hits, 1971, 1975.
Consider yourself educated.
That's right. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
That's it. Class is dismissed.